Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer to Help Me Evaluate My Priorities by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Psalm 90:12. Life seemed out of sync, although I couldn't figure out why. Something just felt off. Restless tossing and turning replaced sleep as my life filled up with important things to do. I was serving my family, my neighbors, and church, but I wasn't enjoying it. In fact, I wasn't enjoying much of anything. I needed a reset. So I turned to the Lord in prayer and asked for the Holy Spirit's help. I started a habit of coming to God each morning with my coffee and calendar in hand, inviting the Holy Spirit into my day. That time together became a precious gift that I guarded with conviction. I learned so much about the value of my days during those morning prayers. As I reflected on my schedule and talked things over with God, I noticed a disturbing trend. My planner no longer aligned with my priorities in life, and that needed to change. Psalm 90:12 says, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Moses cried out these words to God in a prayer of lament when the Israelites were seeing God's supremacy firsthand. This prayer of Moses shows us a valuable truth. In all things, whether in suffering or blessing, we need to keep our priorities aligned with God's will. We should value each day as we walk in humble obedience to our loving Father. The Expositor's Bible Commentary explains it this way. To number one's days is an act of recognition of the vast difference between God and finite humanity. The wise reckon continually with God's existence and human accountability. When we learn to number our days, we become more aware of the Holy Spirit at work in us and through us. And staying in sync with Him helps us consider each item on our to-do list and decide whether it is a priority. We're not. One way to ensure we're living our God-directed priorities is to start each day with Him in prayer, asking for His help. When we ask, He will freely give us the guidance we seek. We may discover we've let less important tasks replace things like prayer, Bible study, or spending quality time with loved ones. But it's never too late to realign our priorities with the Lord. Let's start a new habit together with this prayer to help us evaluate our priorities. And may God meet us where we are and give us the reset we long for today. Dear Lord, Lately, I've been feeling out of sync, and I've been distracted by all the things on my schedule. I need the help of the Holy Spirit today. Search my heart, Lord. Reveal anything in my life or on my schedule that needs to change. When I look at my calendar, I get discouraged. I haven't been putting you first, which has thrown everything else off balance. I'm starting anew right now, coming to you each morning in prayer to evaluate my priorities. Help me to see what's most important according to your truth. As I bring each decision before you, guide me with your wisdom in how I spend my days. Even in the midst of struggles or busy seasons, help me remember to enjoy this life you've given me. I'll also give myself grace when I notice I'm out of alignment with you, because you're always there, ready to give my heart the reset it needs. Thank you, Father, for filling me with wisdom and teaching me to number my days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.